say. I don't know where I should go. I'm stuck in traffic on the road. I've got my down the radio. It's tuned to KROX. Let's go, 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 let's go.
Back at it on a Tuesday that feels like a Monday. Hope you got through it all right. It may feel a little weird to you, but guess what?
Dude, I love those
almost on your way.
Weekends.
I know. Tomorrow's the hump day,
it's
baby.
It's hump day. We did it.
I'm pretty stoked with any of those things. Had a great weekend this week, and I told you a little bit about it. Last Friday, I was headed out to some family property for probably going to be a final time. And I got a story about that later that's pretty... I mean, it's...
It's a story.
It's an eye roller because it's a cute thing that a kid did, but it's also funny. Like, it happened and my wife and I could not.
Oh, little one got into the peyote.
Could not stop laughing about it. And it was rich, so we'll get into it later. How about yourself? You enjoyed your extra time, didn't you?
I had an adventurous weekend. My fiance and I made it a point to go do stuff, which now looking back was probably kind of stupid considering the massive uptick of COVID cases and crap happening around. Just running errands, going out to eat, things like that.
You'd probably be fine.
I hope so. I hope so. We'll see. We wore our masks everywhere.
And then you're good.
Okay, good, good.
I say so. You guys are both vaxxed and you got masks. If you get sick, it's a day, it looks like.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I mean, but now I'm worried about that long COVID and the other things, but yeah, we wore our masks. We went out to a variety of places, and it was just funny seeing what places required masks and what places just didn't give a crap.
I was in Lano. There were
no masks.
So Lano's not exactly. That's not exactly mask.
Mask
central.
Country.
Yeah, it's not mask country.
Austin definitely was. Do you want to hear the list of places and guess whether or not people were wearing masks?
Ooh. Were they wearing?
Sounds fun.
Yeah, sure.
Whether the business was requiring masks. All right, a hippie, mostly outdoor plant store in the middle of Crestview.
Mostly outdoor, but they probably still wanted masks outdoors.
Absolutely. Yeah. This dreadlock chick working the front desk, some guy walks in and she goes, "Hey, where's your mask?" And he looked for a second like he was going to kind of be like, but she shut him down. He turned around and left. I also sent your wife that plant store. It's called like 17 something. It's over near airport. And she's like, "Oh, that place has seen legit plenty of my money over the years."
Garden 17?
Garden 17, yeah. Great place. Love that store.
Yeah, but they've got $1,000 of my dollars.
You're putting their kids through school. All right. What about this? A hotel sports bar in Cedar Park lots of single daddies are going to look for a happy
Cedar
hour
Park,
hookup.
I heard hotel bar, and I heard sports bar, and I'm saying no, I think.
Not at all. Not a mask in sight. Okay, what about this one? The Walmart on Anderson Lane.
That's corporate, so that one gets tougher. Oh, but it's on Anderson. I'll say that there's signs up that say, "Please wear a mask." But I don't think they were running around yelling that they had to.
That's a good answer.
You nailed it. Okay.
That's corporate and they got lawyers. Yeah,
so. What about this? A Target in a gentrified neighborhood.
Where? Is this a neighborhood?
No, I'll say masks share for a Target in a gentrified neighborhood.
Absolutely. All right, what about this one? We love this restaurant very much. Quality seafood.
I know that they have masks there. Yeah.
They do. Yes, they do ask and require that you wear a mask. Oh, but there are a lot of dudes that look like they straight up came from Port Aransas that like to eat there.
Peace and love. Peace and love. You know I love that place.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Yummy.
But almost the entirety of the staff is 6 or 7 weeks from death. So I say that with peace and love. But the ladies I'm talking about, you know that I love you.
The beach... We'll do that to you. The sun and the salt and the spray.
The party ladies.
Living that hard life.
I think that thing is like, I know all three of those ladies, and they're like, "I don't want to deal with being sick. I'm already here I got to wipe up your mess." I like that. One of the things I love about Quality is it's a little bit of like a dive bar mixed with a restaurant.
They
never quite figured out exactly who they are. So occasionally you will get yelled at, you know, which I like too, which is like, hey, we don't do that here. And you'll see somebody go like, sorry.
It's also one of those places where you see this at bars downtown. Someone gets off work, they sit back at the bar and stay there all night long. Same thing at Quality Seafood. Yeah. Once one of the three are done bartending, they'll sit, because I usually sit at the bar.
Right.
They'll come and sit right next to you and just drink wine all night.
The problem, too, is that they've had to shut the bar down because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, so it's still shut down, yeah.
The master bartenders there are probably like, look, here's the deal. We want COVID to be over because we're not making the same kind of money.
No.
And we can't go to Port A to go fishing nearly as much. So let's get this S together.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Today is the greatest because it is National Thesaurus Day. In 1840, Peter Mark Rodgers, the author of the Okay, sorry, that's very boring. We're not going to do Thesaurus Day.
Oh, thank
but
God.
We are going to bring back one of my favorite old school trivia games that I used to play when I hosted trivia at some local restaurants here in Austin that I ripped off from a radio show that used to be on 101X called Loveline. The name of the game is called Stinky Pinky. Now, Stinky Pinky is a rhyming word game, and Spinny and Matt, I'm going to have you two compete with a few of these. It's basically rhyming word game that involves your thesaurus brain.
All right.
For example, if I were to say smelly finger, what would the answer be?
Stinky Pinky.
Stinky Pinky, there you go, you get it. Are you ready, gentlemen?
If I were to say a mobile sex vehicle, you might say the what? The blank truck.
Come on.
No idea what's going on.
We can't do them curses on air. All right.
I didn't. Come on.
You put it out there. You put it in people's minds. I'm going to have to edit that. Hold on. All right. First one. Spinny, this is real easy.
So I'm scared.
What are we,
I'm scared. I still don't even know what's going on.
A wet canine.
A wet pet.
Yeah, that'll work. Or a soggy dog. Morning ex-producer with the flu.
Sick Nick.
Sick Nick.
Yeah,
there we
baby.
Go. All right. Ghost poop.
Boo poo.
That's good.
That's good. That's a good answer.
I had ghoul stool.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Good too.
Seawater lube.
Seawater lube. Seawater lube.
I don't know.
It's not. Ocean lotion. Ocean lotion.
Damn it.
I literally was thinking salty.
Me
salty.
Too. I was thinking salty something.
Yeah. Rooster obstacle.
Cockblock.
Cockblock. Yeah, there you go. So that's the Stinky Pinky rhyming word game. And seeing this made me think, when we do win something in the future, I might bring this back and have two listeners go head to head.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it's a fun game. And I am stealing it from Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike's Love Line, but you
Did
know
I just
they're not in radio
Psycho
anymore.
Psycho Mike era. I was gonna be like, should I do my Adam Carolla impression?
Yeah, yeah.
Liberals.
Goddamn! You nailed it.
That's so funny.
Excuse me.
Liberals.
that's become the popular thing in podcasts and the internet now.
I mean, they suck, but yeah.
Oh,
I get it.
He's cranky though, because
no.
Don't you think Adam always thought that Jimmy the sports guy was kind of beneath him?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I used to love him a lot back when I was trying to get in radio, but that's before, you know, all these revelations.
Do you remember Jimmy the sports guy? Do you know who that is?
Was that Jimmy Kimmel?
It was Jimmy Kimmel, but he started on a radio station as Jimmy the sports guy. He was a sidekick on a morning show, and he worked his way up to where he has like a top-notch late night show, and I think it made Adam cranky, because I think Adam always thought he was ahead of him.
He thought he was the star. They were the two man show guys,
the original man show guys. Then man show became who? Who were the two hosts of Man Show after them?
Rogan and Stanhope, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But they got shut down for
and
being
didn't
fun.
Stanhope also at some point host Girls Gone Wild?
Yep, he was the official Girls Gone Wild.
But he was such a bad drunk that they couldn't use a lot of the stuff, and so they fired
him.
God, that's so great.
That's why I love Stanhope.
The good old days. Well,
when the guys from Girls Gone Wild are like, hey, man.
Calm down.
We need to grow up. You realize that.
You know you've really messed up.
No, you haven't. You've done it perfect.
101X, Matt and CJ.
Well, it's time to talk about... I wanted to ask a question of you.
Okay.
Ice skating, speed skating, yes or no?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Go-karting, yes or no?
It's incredible.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Go-karting, on ice.
Yes, please.
It's badass.
You done it before?
No, but it sounds amazing.
Some company thinks it sounds $65 worth of amazing for 12 minutes. That seems a little steep, but it's close enough. They've done a good job of figuring out exactly how many dollars they can get out of me, maybe for the experience. But at Chaparral Ice up here in the end of April, April 30th, May 1st, I believe, 2 days, you can go-karting on the ice.
Do they have special carts? Are they like all-terrain snow tires with chains, or what
is
this?
Here's the best part. I looked into it because I wasn't going to come in here knowing nothing. And it turns out that up north in a couple places, they have go-karts on ice where they take a go-kart and they mount special harnesses to them and special tires that have spikes in them so that they can grip. That's not this company.
Oh, hell yeah.
This company.
This is going to be more like, what are the carts?
Bumper cars.
Bumper cars,
oh,
yeah.
Well, yes and no. First of all, when you go on the ice, it's just you. That part is a little sad,
what?
Right?
Yeah.
So there's an
I'm
obstacle
mess some
course.
Up.
You got to go through the obstacle course, which is a little bit like, I'm sure you've probably seen it because I feel like every morning television show. News show has done this where they put the weird goggles on the driver so they could feel what it feels like to be drunk.
Yeah.
And then they have to drive through the obstacle course and they hit cones. But apparently it's going to be a whole lot of drifting, spinning, trying to make it through certain things. And there's prizes that you can win. That's how they gamify it. Since you can't race against somebody else, you can actually get out there. And depending on your time, I'm sure you lose points for hitting things and you
rules.
Gain points.
I love that idea.
There's also a costume contest. You can come. They're going to lend you with your $65. You will get a day glow unitard that you get to wear out there on the ice, which I think is awesome.
Okay.
And then you get out there, and they wrapped a little bit of bumper around it, and then nothing on the tires but just regular old tires. So you can rev them up and drift
spin
to your heart's
out,
content.
Go crazy. I love that idea. I got to go to Chaparral Ice a couple years ago because we played... what's that thing in the Olympics called? Curling.
Yeah.
We went and did curling out there, and that kicked ass. And you basically had to, like, tie rubber bands around your feet to try to get any kind of grip if you didn't have special shoes. But it was a lot of fun. I'm going to come up with some kind of go-kart curling.
Yeah, my only problem with the go-kart is that this 12-minute thing. Like, I know... I've never, you know what I mean? I'm not someone who's like, hey, let's go to the bar for 12 minutes. It's just, I want a little bit more than that.
I want
that.
More time, right. Yeah.
So part of me is like, if this goes well, then it's going to be up to us to go to Chaparral Ice and say, hey, you guys aren't doing anything on the ice from midnight
all
to
summer.
Two.
Yeah. Or yeah, yeah.
And we're not asking to start a side business. It's just that our show, the three of us, would like to
get
show
drunk,
up here and
yes. get on some go-karts
yes. Yes.
and race hell on the ice.
Yes.
I'll supply the go-karts and the helmets, and we'll sign the waivers, and just the three of us will ram
yes,
into
please.
Each other on the ice.
We'll come into work every day bruised up looking like Fight Club.
We like, already do that,
you guys?
But that's because we're getting old and it's hard to get out of bed.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Get ready. School's about to change the entire school year, in fact. It's part of Parent Pickup. We scour the internet, look for the stuff that, I don't know, might be of interest to parents, but everybody can dig into. And we all remember, you grew up, summer vacation. It was grand.
Woo-hoo!
You lived for the weekend, Saturday morning cartoon. Sunday sucked because you had to get ready to go back to school. Then you went to school Monday through Friday. That's summer vacation, baby.
Yeah.
You're all about it. There's something called learning loss that's happened over the last 2 years with COVID. It's continuing, this fact. And what we're seeing is more and more kids are falling behind on the benchmark tests. Where they should be and where they are in two different spots,
Uh-oh.
Right? Some genius up in New York said he's going to start demanding Saturday school to make the kids catch up because that's what they need is less time
less
to learn
time off and relax
less time to learn social skills and whatever, but and more time just futzing away at
more,
the
more time to learn how to take tests. That's all it became for so
right.
long, just learning
yeah.
the toss test, the
just
star test,
rote
the
memorization.
Tax test.
Well, the fact is kids are behind. They're trying to get them to catch up. I don't know if they have the solutions, but some of the smart people in the think tanks.
Wow.
The smart people,
yeah,
they've come up with a couple of things, and they said, look, you don't have to go to school any more than 180 days. But what we can do is we are seeing something called learning loss. Every time you let a kid out of school for 3 straight months and then bring it back in here, we spend the first 6 weeks just reviewing
playing
where
catch
they
up.
Should be.
Yeah.
Because after 3 months, you kind of your brain just puts things away. It's the way it is.
You know what I always hated? When you had those Keystone classes, whatever, or teachers that would give you assignments over the summer. I hated that. I hate it. Like, what kind of crap is that? Because, of course, yeah. you put it off until the very day before you have to go back to school, so then you're just stressing about completing it. But what kind of crap teacher gives you assignments over the summer?
It's BS. Maybe one that cares about you.
Yeah.
Maybe one that realized how far you were falling behind. Maybe some caring teacher didn't want you to end up in radio your entire life.
Well, guess what? I made it, Ma.
There you go. So anyway, the point of that being is that they've come up with these ideas, and what those ideas are shortening summer break down to maybe even like 4 weeks.
Oh, man.
Holy crap.
You're not increasing the number of days in school. When parents hear this, they initially freak out. But what they're talking about is, hey, instead of having one spring break and then 2 days off at Thanksgiving, we'd have multiple 1 weeks off
or multiple 3 days.
You spread it out over the year. Now, here's where it starts to get kind of good. Every parent out there, if you have a two-parent working household or a single-parent household, you know that in the summer, you struggle like a mofo trying to find something for your kids to do. How do I preoccupy them so that they don't set my house on fire?
Who's going to watch them while I'm at work?
And it is very expensive. I put my kids in many a camp when after I checked into it. Like, you know, you can't really beforehand, but then afterwards you're like, I give you how much money for what? This was nothing.
You make macaroni painting and that's it?
Oh, my God. It was this. You know, it's just like I could get, you know, you don't want to just hand your kid over to babysitters, but you got to do something. Anyway, that would get a lot easier because you'd have a lot less time for that. Plus the times that they had off. That might be where you break up your trips. Right now, every parent, family, they're all trying to do trips at the exact same time. Things in the summer suck anyway. If you're trying to go to Disneyland, it's 5,000 degrees. Mm-hmm. So you'd be able to spread that out around the year. Whether it will ever happen, I think it's probably like building I-35 through downtown. They'll just continue to talk about it.
It's never going to change. It's never, always going to have that construction. And
we'll be dead before they ever enact it. But it is something that they're thinking about, and it makes me wonder. You know, a kid knows how long summer break is only in kind of a weird way. They don't know the exact amount of time because kids aren't good with time. That's why you can tell them that it's midnight on New Year's Eve and then put them to bed and then at 9 o'clock and then just enjoy the rest of your evening. Because, you know, let's face it, kids are dumb.
I don't know. I remember distinctly my favorite holiday was always the 4th of July because I was a white trash kid with a rat tail and a mullet, and I got to spend a lot of money on fireworks. I got to blow stuff up. My parents usually had parties, but I remember always getting post-4th of July depression because in my mind, that was the halfway point of summer.
Right.
Once 4th of July was over, it's all downhill.
Those kids that spent the rest of the summer not enjoying summer, just
being depressed
about that it would even come to an end
at
some point.
I was back to school.
God, do you realize if you'd saved all that money that you spent on fireworks back then and invested it properly, do you realize that today you'd have been able to buy a lot more swords as an adult?
Or I could have had my own fireworks shop. That's more realistic. Okay, well,
that's
summer shortness. That sucks.
Parent pickup.
Here's more from Matt and CJ. 101X.
A woman ended up in the hospital after putting an all-you-can-eat sushi restaurant to the test.
Hell yeah.
Welcome to CJ's Fats, and I've got a couple of these stories that I've experienced in my lifetime. But first, to Mountain View, California, where a 24-year-old, I guess, TikTok celebrity went to a $50 all-you-can-eat sushi buffet called Sushi 85 after eating about 32 rolls. She started to feel a little bit tingly inside because you know what happens
when you eat
a lot of stuff that has rice with it?
It expands
just a little bit, not to mention just all that raw fish.
How many rolls? 32?
32.
On an average of 6 sushi bites a piece?
That's a lot. And
almost 200.
This isn't like you're going to a world-renowned sushi place with the freshest cuts of fish flowing in every day. You're going to an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Read the rights of Golden Palace.
Corral. How dare you? Get it right.
Well, they have sushi at Golden Corral?
Probably. I don't know.
They do at the buffet place right down the street from here, though. We should go. That should be one of our punishments.
Ryan's?
Closed, didn't it?
No, is it? I always see people in the parking lot.
I think they're just exchanging drugs.
But that could be. I mean, we do live off the Rundberg and 35 area.
It's a good place.
She ended up getting severe stomach pains. and had to go to the hospital. They diagnosed her with gastroesophageal reflux disease, commonly known as
GERD.
As heartburn.
Yeah.
Yucky.
So she really just gave herself some bad heartburn.
She's
and
like,
then
oh,
she,
24, she, I don't know what this is yet.
She put it on TikTok and went viral, and you know, who knows how much she's going to have to pay. Said she's a huge fan of sushi, likes to eat it a couple times a month if I'm lucky. She had planned to do this with some friends and just didn't expect to end up in the hospital. But there you go. Be careful with eating sushi or eating any kind of food in a competition like that, because you'll go to the hospital. It's dangerous.
What I'm put off by is the text on that one post that says, "You're probably wondering why I'm in the hospital." No.
No, I don't care. No. But that's her video that went viral before the days of viral internet stuff. Some buddies of mine, one of them named Garza, who was an Air Force counter sniper that was medically retired and then went back to school, joined a fraternity, a wild monster. You know how Hunter S. Thompson always had his sidekick, Dr. Gonzo. He was the embodiment of this, but him and a buddy decided that they were going to put the all-you-can-eat buffet restaurant in San Marcos to the test. And after about 4 hours, finally the manager angrily took all their plates and kicked them the hell out. Because not only was it on the day of all-you-can-eat buffet, but it was all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Oh, man.
So they went in on a hell of a day.
Get your money's worth.
Stayed there for 4 hours eating, and inspired by them once, I had... At the radio station, we used to have meetings with all the promo team, and they would do contests to give away leftover gift cards. I happened to get a gift card to the Brazilian Steakhouse Fogo de Chao.
Oh, yummy. Look at that salad bar. Mm.
Dude, my ex and I decided we were going to do the same. We were going to take that gift card, and we were going to punish our bowels with Fogo de Chao. The problem was... I didn't pace myself well. I went to that salad bar, Spinny,
you
and
up on salad?
I proceeded to eat all the cheese.
What an amateur.
No. Yeah, not even
so
salad.
Good, that's so good.
They had all this good cheese.
That's
and then,
a really good salad bar, man.
Every time,
I know, but you don't go to Fogo and then fill up on the cheese, bro.
I know, but I didn't let myself down. I made sure to fill up on all the meat as well because I couldn't say no.
Yeah.
Because this was like a $100 gift card we were getting, and you know we're like 20-something years old, broke, radio station worker. Mm-hmm. She worked at a news station. So we were going to get our GD worth out of Fogo de Chao. And I ended up, we had to leave early because I made myself sick from eating. She had to drive home with me in the back of the car. And I ended up running a fever and was sick the entire next day. Because talk about the meat sweats, that really gave it to me.
You ate yourself sick?
Is the point here that most humans are super disgusting while other humans don't have enough to eat at all?
Yeah. I do think so.
I'm glad we figured it out.
It's obvious.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Time to settle our sports bet over the weekend. Matt has to pick a couple of different bets, essentially, that I put together. He's not an NFL fan. You don't watch it much. You don't follow it much. So I thought this week I'd slap you right in the face and throw out some NFL wild card predictions. And whoever loses has to drop some Plinko chips down the punishment Plinko.
Yeah, this was a tough week for me because I remember you asked me a lot of questions about NFL games, and I remember struggling on some of them because I couldn't. I was trying to remember. I just read a little bit about the season each year, and I couldn't remember who's
good, who's bad, who's what.
But I will say this: I made a mistake of not writing it down, so I spent all weekend looking at games, thinking, "I think I bet on that one, and I can't remember." And so I'm just filled with anxiety right now.
All right, let's find out who's going to get punished. First and foremost, the dang old Cowboys, you picked against them,
ooh.
So I think you remember that.
What's funny is
I
picked four of them.
That was a double kick in the crotch for me.
I picked four of them the whole season, and then for some reason at the last minute, well, just because they just, I mean, I feel for Cowboys fans because that's hard. I'm a Longhorns fan. I've seen the same thing happen. It just, you root for your team, they do well, and then they put together.
Underperform.
Yeah, they underperform when you really want it the most. So.
All right. The last one we did on here was a coin flip. You chose tails, so I'll go ahead and flip the coin.
Okay.
Tails. Okay, so that completes the sweep. You won every bet. You won every GD bet this weekend. This should have just been a parlay.
Look at him. He's frustrated.
You picked the Bengals, yeah. the Bills, yeah. the Rams, the yep. 49ers, and yep. you picked the coin-hitting tails, so you... Yeah, you want everything. It's
Can I tell you something?
It's punishment Plinko for me.
How is that straight face that I've worked all show long? Because
tonight,
I remember every single bet I made, and it's been a long weekend, so I had all the extra time to gloat and feel good about it. I didn't even need Monday's game, but I still felt great.
No, you didn't. Even rubbing the Cowboys' stupid loss in my face. We also had a couple listeners that were like, "Is Matt going to sweep this bitch?" Yeah, you swept me, dude. You should have been a parlay.
What if the whole time I've just been a shark and I've known everything about sports and I played dumb just to watch you eat cinnamon?
Yeah, and do dumb punishments.
Let's find out.
Here's what we got on the Plinko board this week. We have peanut butter karaoke returns.
Shotgun a warm rambler.
We have the what wash rag, which is a moldy wash rag I found in my office that you have to place over your face for 15 seconds and breathe.
The spinny spanking.
We've got chew condom gum, which I added, which is pretty obvious. You just gotta open up a condom and have some chewing gum. We've got the Lego walk, which is a classic. We've got shave CJ's back. Which, if I lose and get that, I guess I'll have to try to shave my own back.
Great.
Good luck.
And then, of course, you've got the $20 donation to Habitat for Humanity. But I got to drop two Plinko chips. And then, Matt, do you want to explain how that works?
Yeah, while CJ moves over to the Punishment Plinko, remember, we're not one of these hammy shows that does a punishment wheel.
We're not hacks.
That's lame. That's hacky. We use a big, giant Plinko board that is almost as tall. CJ's a little taller. But he's going to drop the chips in. When they fall, where they will, we'll take some pictures. We'll put them up on the internet.
Oh, you want me to? Should I film this real quick?
Yeah, you can. And then we'll take some still photos. We'll put them up on our Instagram account, Just Matt and CJ. And then you can go there and vote on which of the two you think CJ should be subjected to. I'm waiting for you. You're going to drop one in. You're going to do them one at a time. I like this. He's going to let it fall all the way to the bottom. And the what rash?
Wash rag. No, the wash rag.
That's just your dried up.
And a spinny spanking.
What's a spinny spanking?
I don't know what that is yet.
What is that exactly? You wrote that down. Just spinny spanks you? That seems like a reward.
Seems like a treat for me.
Yeah, it seems like a treat for everybody involved.
It's not up for me to decide. It's up at Just Matt and CJ.
Can I bring my own paddling device?
You know, I think this is loose and open for interpretation, Spinny.
Just like your mom.
Yeah, so you can take creative control of the Spinny spanking, and we'll issue that punishment out on air tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll take photos of these. I'll get them up during the next commercial break. I'll get photos up of the what? Wash rag, which is where he would have to put a disgusting wash rag on his face for 15 seconds, which sounds great.
Just do that one.
Or the Spenny spanking, which is really a reward for Spenny and a huge reward for... Yeah. You just got to figure out, do you want no punishment whatsoever? Or do you want the wash rag? You all have to decide. But I'm not telling you how to vote, wash rag.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
Trying to be a good dad, played a little something called Apples to Apples with my kids this weekend. Familiar with the game at all?
Yeah, that's a fun game. There's also some adult versions you can play.
Against Humanity is a pretty good example if you don't know Apples to Apples. Yeah, we went out to, I have a family. The family had a ranch, some property, right? But it's come time, my father, who's, I say family owns it. The family doesn't own it. My father owned it. And it's come time where he's getting a little older. And also, things are happening out in that neck of the woods where I think he might be able to make a little money and make a little nicer retirement for himself than
having to deal with a ranch. But it does suck.
And put some money in the pocket.
Because then your family, the Bearden boys and sisters and kids and grandkids could have had a piece of land for the rest of their lives. But I get it.
Yeah, you mean we could have had something to fight over?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Just a huge lawsuit
We get along now, but who knows what our kids and our grandkids and all that, they'll eventually fight over it, so who cares?
The good thing about my family is my parents are hoarders and have three sheds filled with useless crap, so... I'm just going to bulldoze the property.
Just get rid of it.
Bury it all.
Well, but so yeah. We went out there because it's probably the last weekend we'll have. It's a little bit of a long weekend. And so it was nice. Went out there. And Saturday, as you remember, the weather was insane.
Miserable, windy.
Wind sideways. And we were going to have some friends that were going to come out and stay with us. But they had a child who got sick. And so it was just us kind of, I want to say lonely, but there's not much going on. There's no internet service out there. Not really TV. What have you. Yeah. Which is great because you get to interact.
Listen
with
the
each
radio.
Other. Yeah. No, we didn't do any of that either. But we had a good time. We built some big, you would have been proud. We built a fire way larger than we needed to for four people.
Yeah.
I think you would have been very stoked with that.
Especially for that weather.
It was like 24 degrees where we were.
No, I meant just with how windy it was.
No, we did the next night, not the windy night. Good. It was about 24 degrees, and my kids said, "We're going inside. The fire's too hot."
Hell yeah.
I thought of you when they said that.
That's CJ stuff.
So, apples to apples, if you don't know, you have cards that are green cards that are red cards. And the red cards have items on them, say like Kanye West or a bowl of fruit. They're just weird items, right?
Same thing.
And then a question will come up, and somebody who is the picker, the picker goes around, the whole family gets to be the picker. They'll draw a green card, and then they can choose one of two descriptive adjectives, right? Wow. Usually something like funny or gooey or slimy things. And this game is kind of geared toward
families and kids.
Family. Yeah. So it's pretty much family friendly.
So no profanity.
Right. But it's fun too because even really young kids enjoy it and have a good time. I still, when I'm having a couple of drinks, some of it's really funny.
You can be fun. Right? Yeah. Right. And you got to kind of tailor it to the person who's being the picker. So you got to know their sense of humor, their sensibilities, whatever.
And one of the things will be like forgetting your password. And then the clue that'll go down or the descriptor will be annoying. And you'd be like, oh my God. That'll be perfect. Forgetting my password is annoying, but then you also look in your hand and you realize, oh, I also have the Kanye West card, and you can put down Kanye West for annoying. You see, you
strategy.
Can change meanings, right? So the thing that went down, I think it was me, and I had chosen the word dirty because my kids love to put down anything about farts or toilets or whatever like that because that's how
kids
age.
Yeah, kids.
So I think the other thing was comfortable, but I chose dirty, right? And I can't remember what the other cards that were played were, but my son, who is like 7 or 8, somewhere around there, I don't know.
Who knows?
He's this old. I'll put in my hand. Yeah. He's this high off the ground.
Yeah.
Right? He chose the card that he just chose to put down was things your parents are into. And so.
Next level.
It got chosen. Oh, no, it was his to select, and he chose what he chose out of all the things that he got was for dirty, he chose the one that won was things your parents are into. And my wife and I were a little stunned because
playing those mind games with you.
Well, I think he's too young. I don't know. I mean, I tried to remember what I knew when I was that age, and I kind of had a general concept because kids talked about it.
He's a smart kid too, right? So he's putting things together, I think.
But I didn't know how to put down clever nudge, nudge, wink, winks, and I certainly wouldn't admit it to my parents that I know they do it, right? Yeah. And so
he
I go,
wants,
that's
wants
just
in
uncomfortable.
On the
so I he puts it out, and I go, so you chose things your parents are into? And he goes, yeah. And I go, so you think that the things that your parents are into are dirty? And he goes,
oh, yeah.
Well, no, he pauses and makes like a weird eye roll and he goes, come on. And I go, well, what does that mean? What are we into that are that's dirty? And he goes, don't make me say it. But now I got to be dad.
You're intrigued.
And I go,
how and what do you know, little man?
Yeah. And I go, well, why don't you go ahead and say it? I said, a second ago, you were Mr. Tough Guy throwing out cards and saying, my parents are into dirty stuff. And now suddenly you're like, oh, don't make me say it. And he goes, well, you know.
I don't know what.
And he goes, well, I don't want to. And then you could tell he's getting upset. Like he was starts getting really red.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Like, oh, I don't want him to
be
cry.
One of the adults, man.
And I go, no, dude, you're not in trouble. You're not in trouble. We're just having fun here. You know, just having fun here. I just was wondering what it was. And he goes, like that cabinet in the living room, the drawers have been filled with stuff since I was born, and it's still the same stuff.
Because you just have a cluttery house.
Good save, bro.
Oh, what a
but I think it's what he meant the whole time. And what's funny is it's a cabinet that I had when I was a single guy that we've moved from house to house, and the drawers have stuff in there from when I was a single dude. It's a bunch of like non-working lighters and maybe an HDMI cable. And I was like, Oh, he didn't.
He hasn't walked in on the
No, he hasn't at all. So it looks like we're still safe. I just like that my son's idea of what parents are into is, you know, cabinets
not
and
cleaning
curios.
101X. Here's more Matt and CJ. And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Looks like the biggest business deal in gaming industry history and global technology has just been completed. Microsoft Corp has bought out Call of Duty maker Activision Blizzard for a whopping $68.7 billion. Billion. That is absolutely huge.
Almost 70 mil, baby.
It's
a lot of money, man.
Is there still a Blizzard office here in Austin? Didn't they have a big campus here?
It used to be. I'm not certain, man.
There used to be one there behind the IHOP.
Okay.
Over near Rollingwood.
Yeah.
You know where the Texas Salt Traders is?
Yeah, yeah.
There was a Blizzard back in there. I don't know the exact floor it was on, but I used to... I had a friend who worked in a neighboring building, and whenever I'd go pick her up for lunch... You can put two and two together. There were always lots of dudes in black t-shirts with long ponytails drinking sodas and smoking cigarettes.
Chewing on Adderall.
Old school programmers, man.
There we go.
Damn.
But this is huge, and this could mean a lot for gaming as far as having that kind of money and backing behind it.
Well, if you're an Xbox owner, expect more and more games to come to the Game Pass, which is a really good thing that they've got going on. You subscribe for a few bucks a month, get free games once a month that I think you can hold on to for up to a year, essentially.
Man.
I'm not mistaken.
What does this mean for PlayStation guys like me?
They keep getting effed.
Am I going to get less cool games and stuff
That's a bunch of less games that are going to be available for Sony. So it's a pretty big deal, especially with Call of Duty, who they may make exclusive to Xbox only, which is crazy to think because it's been on all platforms.
I mean, I just think of the cliche South Park episode, the three-part series the Xbox and the PlayStation were coming out and they all were having a war because they wanted to know which console you're going to play it on. But that's a legit thing. I remember my friends Gus and Brent getting in an argument over where they were going to play Call of Duty. Speaking of, I don't talk to those guys who are two of my closest friends very much and very often. Because they're always playing Call of Duty. Yeah. Well, no, just because I'm not into that online game scene. This is big. This is big corporate buying up some other big game people.
It's concerning a little bit.
I remember wondering who would win the Magellan fishing shirt wars. Would it be Bass Pro Shop or Cabela's? But then Bass Pro Shop just went and bought Cabela's.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm into that fun thing.
That's over there.
It is kind of a shame in terms of like developing studios. A lot of these big studios, and Microsoft seems to be becoming one, they swallow up all the really creative studios that break off from big studios just to go make games they want, and so it continues to be a cycle.
And now it's a business thing where they're just going to focus on making games that are profitable and big. Kind of like
Hollywood.
A little like Hollywood's in now. They're only making big, profitable things.
They're
not farming
that nostalgia. They're farming sequels.
I feel like a part of your duty as a corporate conglomerate like that should be to invest in some of the smaller artistic kind of things and develop. But no, that homogenizing doesn't make money or does.
Yeah,
that's what they do. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're into. And a lot of times people break off to make their own small craft. Think of the Weinstein Company, right?
Miramax.
And then they sold that because it got hot. And then they went and started making blockbusters. And then old man Harvey decided he could touch everybody in the world. Even the small time artists eventually start realizing, oh, wow.
Making money is pretty
rich.
Cool.
And tons, gobs of money will make you forget
why you started.
Your integrity and who you were, right?
And, I mean, I have a friend in tech, I can't say who or what, but their company just got bought out, and they're like, oh, this is good, I'm probably going to get a raise. And I'm like, well, what corporate merger has ever resulted in the buying entity spending more money? No, they want to cut costs, they want to make it more efficient, they want to make it more lean, and,
I don't think this will be terrible. It's just bothersome to anyone outside of the Microsoft platform.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But other than that, I mean, look, it's understandable why they're doing it, right? They want to grow that market. There's so much money there, and they want to stop having to
fight as hard.
Do the extra work it is to fight. And if you can just get everybody to say, look, I'm a gamer, so that means I have to own
this
an Xbox, and then I can own whatever I want to for some other games. But it's almost required that I have an Xbox if I want to consider myself serious. That's the game they're going for right now. That's
screw consumer choice.
Absolutely. Oh, wait. I mean, listen to this show. 101X, Matt and CJ. Oh, my God. They're requiring businesses to close their doors because of COVID.
What?
That's not exactly true, but it is already going around on the internet. So there are some new directives for businesses locally in the Austin area.
Wait, you mean people on the internet are exaggerating or blatantly lying about something related to COVID?
Look, there's a first for everything. There's a first time for everything. What has happened is that the Travis County judge, along with the mayor, have signed a new directive. Kind of actually demanding that businesses do two things. Two things. It's a two-part thing. They have to put up two different pieces of signage on their front door that specifies how they've handled COVID and what their requirements are. And then it also, in conjunction with that, they want you to put up a sign that says basically that the health officials recommend that you wear a mask and get vaccinated.
Propaganda. Signs everywhere, signs.
Locking up the scenery,
taking my mind. No one listening station knows that song, but your moms do.
Your moms. And so when we listen to it when we go over there, we got them good, buddy. We got them good. That's right. It says, help us keep employees safe. Local health officials recommend that you wear a mask, vaccinate, and get boosted against COVID-19. The other sign that they ask you, do you hear how I'm sniffling as soon as I start reading about COVID?
Well, it's because you did a key bump right before we went on air.
Oh, my God, I wish. I wish I could go back to those days and stay on.
Good old days of radio.
There is a notice they're requiring you to put in your window as well. And the notice, you can check yes or no next to these questions. And it basically says, this business requires employees and customers to wear face coverings while on the site. You can check yes or no. This business requires employees and customers to show a negative COVID-19 test result to enter. You can check yes or no. Require employees to provide proof that the employee is vaccinated. Allowing employees or customers to choose to provide proof that the employee or customer is vaccinated in lieu of showing a negative COVID. So what they're doing is they're trying to put everyone on a level playing field. You put on your door, do we require masks? If so, you know before you go in there. If you don't want to deal with a business that requires masks, if you believe that the vaccination is part of a giant plot to sell your innards to an alien, fine. Mm-hmm. That is your right as a human, especially in this country where we're allowed to believe whatever we want to.
So it's just making the businesses have to show transparency so you as a consumer can choose where you're going to go.
I think what they're trying to do is limit the amount of people who go, well, I didn't know I had to have a mask in here. Or the people who said, I didn't know I had to be vaccinated. Or the people who said, I don't want to go into a business where they require me to wear a mask. I wouldn't have gone in there in the first place
if
I knew they...
like big city government officials stepping on the little man just trying to run his business.
You could make that argument, absolutely, because you could say, hey, this is a mandate and you shouldn't be making any more mandates whatsoever for businesses, because they are saying that they're going to try to enforce this with a $1,000 fine, though I know that my neighbor recently called the police and the police came 8 hours later, so I don't know exactly how they're going to enforce a $1,000 fine, but I will say that to me, this is the kind of thing that everyone, no matter who they are, has been asking for, which is just transparency, and it takes some of the heat off of business. As a business, I no longer have to say, didn't you see the sign? Because if you make a sign, nobody, half the
don't
time when I go in
the
it,
sign.
Everyone has written their own signs. Now, I know that these are go promptly right there, and I can see exactly, does this business require all of its employees to be vaccinated?
No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Maybe I'm a 76-year-old person with a compromised immune system, and I feel better going into a small bodega that I know everyone's vaccinated. That makes me feel better, right?
Yeah.
Why shouldn't I have the right to know that beforehand? Of course, some people are still upset about it. One of my favorite things is, you know, this is one of those things because they're not requiring businesses. They're not saying, hey, if you're a business, you're required that people have vaccinations, right? Mm. Now, they are giving power saying, if you want to require that, we'll try to back you up. Okay. Which is not really a power. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They wrote it in legalese that makes it sound like if you showed it to a dumb employee, they would think that they had to get a vaccine. But that's not really what it says. But they went and talked to the governor, and I'm like, oh, sweet. This is one of those places where the governor and the mayor can finally actually get on board with each other. And because they've been fighting a whole lot for the last 3 years. I don't know if you paid attention, but they have not liked
just
each other. Greg Abbott said, this municipal order is preempted by executive orders, blah, 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 all of which remain in full effect. Any businesses would be within its legal rights to ignore this municipal order.
Oh, small government Greg, back at it.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks a lot.
I'm going to be honest. The only kind of mandate that I like is one with you and I kissing a little bit.
Ooh.
Some Wilco playing on the record player. Maybe take a little bit of MDMA. Fireplace going. Matt Bearden's wife and kids aren't home. No, that's a mandate. Anyhow, yeah, go on with the news.
No, that was it.
Okay.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
My biggest all-time pet peeve, having roommates, girlfriends, turns out is really bad for you, according to science. F you, almost everyone I've ever lived with or dated. F you. According to a new study, falling asleep with the TV on is bad for you.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sticking your long hair up against the tile in the shower wall is bad for you.
Ooh, I had an ex that did that. But I would rather that happen than have to clean it out of the drain around the bottom because that gets disgusting. And then when you actually open the drain and pull in, it's like caked with soap. But no, a new study in Australia suggests that falling asleep with the TV on might be messing with your quality of sleep. Might. According to the reason, it's interesting. Doctors scanned people's brains while they slept and found that hearing unfamiliar voices like actors on a TV show can trigger something called micro-arousals.
Hell yeah.
That's
hell
basically...
Yeah. That's me every day, baby.
Yeah, baby.
No, no, it's not you popping a dinger under the covers. It's basically where you almost wake up and it happens constantly throughout the night, so you'll hear a voice you don't know. You'll kind of wake up, but you'll still be in dream sleep state, but you're not in REM sleep.
Dude, it's so good to run those dreams. I love riding those dreams like that. When the TV's on and you hear, and then you wake up in the morning, you're like, dude, I had sex with Angela Lansbury last night. She said I murdered that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Because you left it on Nickelodeon, Nick at Night, or whatever that was. Yeah, yeah. I personally hated this because everyone I've dated, including my current fiance, was a TV sleeper, but I can't sleep with TV.
It's very difficult for me too, man.
I used to be able to do it with music, but I would have micro arousals where I would have weird dreams that incorporated the songs or whatever was happening with it, and I'd never really slept. But I had no less than two roommates who were almost roommates back to back. And, you know, when you're roommates in college, you usually share a wall or something like that. Brandon Circa and Gus Elliott, who would have to fall asleep with a movie on, which, okay, fine, cool, whatever. But they wouldn't set a sleep timer. And back in those, you remember the DVD trailers?
Oh, it would go to the menu.
They would fall asleep, and then it would go to the menu. And then all night long, I would just hear the repeating loop of whatever that was.
It's not even a good loop. It'll pause for a few seconds to reset.
And then go back again.
God.
That crap drove me crazy. And I just can't, I can't sleep with the TV on because I'll get interested in something that's happening. I'll have to roll over, wake up, watch it, and it's just very frustrating. But luckily, my fiance and I stopped doing that because before we lived together, she didn't have a TV in her room, but she would watch her iPad, and then usually she'd get headphones. But a couple of weeks ago, I made a grave mistake because we were talking about, you know, wanting to watch, do different stuff at different times. And so I was like, oh, babe, well, if you're feeling weird and whatever today, how about we put a TV in our bedroom? And we never had one in our bedroom, but now we've moved one in there, and now this is starting to slowly repeat because
you're not supposed to do that.
I know, but, you know,
distracts from sexy time.
We'll go back and we'll cuddle and we'll watch stuff together. So it is kind of nice in that way. But it's become, hey, here's the remote in case I fall asleep. And I'm like, I'm already falling asleep, but now I have to be awake. And then I'll think she's asleep and I'll turn it off and she'll wake up and go, why'd you turn it off? And I'm like, you were snoring. No, it wasn't.
You micro-aroused her, dude.
I micro-aroused her. I did. Just brushed up just a little bit.
Finally. Did you ever have micro-arousals that your roommate was smoking all your weed and eating all your food? And that's because they were smoking all your weed and eating all your food and you could hear it.
That usually always happens.
Yeah. You have one of those roommates.
Very frustrating, especially me being a pretty chill, not controlling at all dude. It still did, you know, drive me crazy with that sort of thing.
Yeah, I'm flicked down on the no TV in the bedroom. And then my wife's like, well, we watch the laptop sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's sometimes. And then it goes away, and it's not on there constantly beckoning to have more attention.
Now that the TV's in there, it's become just part of the routine. Instead of when I'm ready to go to bed or listen to a podcast, I'll go in the room and lay down and do that, and she'll stay in the living room. And when she's done, when she's tired, she'll turn the TV off and come and go to bed. Well, now instead, like 2 hours before that time, she'll come in, she'll watch TV. You know, usually we'll watch something together, but do you gentlemen realize what this is actually ruining?
Yeah.
What?
Poke time.
Secret J.O. time.
Oh, damn it, you're right. Because you used to have those few hours.
If her and the dogs are in the living room and they're watching a show, I've got a couple of hours to where I can, you know, stick it handsky for a little bit, and now that's gone.
Damn it, CJ.
So I'm getting very frustrated, and now this.
Hey, man, you'll always have the work restroom.
Do you have the work restroom? Chromecast or something like that in the bedroom?
Yeah, Apple TV.
Apple TV, perfect. Let's make a video, the two of us, doing something ridiculous, and the next time she wants to watch something, you just throw that up, the two of us, I don't know, rubbing oil on each other or whatever, and just say, oh, I got a new show on Netflix for us to watch.
I got a better idea. The next time we're engaging in potential coitus, I'll be like, oh, hey, I have to watch something. This kind of helps me. And then it'll just be you and I rubbing oil on each other.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
It's up to me.
It is.
I want to talk to
you
about something. Yeah, absolutely. A question for you. You see a well-dressed, like an expensive suit, right? African-American gentleman, he's got a what you would call a blunt. It is a marijuana rolled into a cigar wrapper, right?
Yeah, I would say this gentleman used to be a running back at the University of Texas.
Could
and
be.
Then go give him a big hug.
Could
Ricky
be.
Williams, hook him.
There he is.
There is an ad that started today. When I first saw it pop up into my feed, I thought, maybe this might be a new artist, recording artist I don't know about, because it's shot well, and I just see, and I didn't have sound up, and I could just see him, and he's smoking a joint on camera, right? And then I thought, no, he's talking. I don't think he's, and so I backed it up. And then I realized, oh, I think this is one of those, like, I don't know, like a someone trying to do, like, community activism or something, because he's putting out some facts about marijuana. I was very confused as to what it was I was watching. I'm watching a guy smoke a joint and talk directly into the camera. I want to play the 30-second ad for you right now.
He's not in Texas, is he?
I'm not going to tell you anything about
it.
I want you to listen.
It's risky.
I want you to listen to the 30-second ad. There's some important information in there. And then what I really want you to listen to is the very end of the ad, because it is groundbreaking. You want to play it for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Every 37 seconds, someone is arrested for possession of marijuana. Since 2010, state and local police have arrested an estimated 7.3 million Americans for violating marijuana laws, over half of all drug arrests. Black people are four times more likely to be arrested for marijuana laws than white people. States waste $3.7 billion enforcing marijuana laws every year. Most of the people police are arresting aren't dealers, but rather people with small amounts of pot, just like me. I'm Gary Chambers, and I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Oh! What? Senate?
For the,
that's a big deal.
The U.S. Senate.
Get
this
it.
Is the first
Get
time
it.
I've ever seen an ad like this. This is someone running for a position at the federal level.
Yeah.
He's in a state where he is smoking the marijuana legally. He's in Louisiana, where medical marijuana just became legal.
Okay.
And
he
does hold a medical marijuana card. But he is smoking on camera while he states these facts, and then he says, I want to be your next senator.
Get it.
Do it.
I'm all for that. And he's absolutely not wrong with anything he said. I know this is not circumstantial evidence. What do you call it when your own perspective?
Anecdotal.
Anecdotal evidence. My dad is now a retired prison guard supervisor for years, and he used to tell me how many, like, elderly black men are in jail to this day, because in the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, they were arrested. Not
and
for,
locked away for, not for 60 dealing, years.
Not for dealing
years.
Drugs. Not for having bales of pot, but for having a little bit of weed on them. And then once you get into the prison system, it gets harder and harder to get out. When you do get out, you get in trouble. Or even when you're in the prison system, for something like marijuana, you get in a fight that adds time on. You get in another fight that adds, like, there are.
It's absolute.
It's insane.
Cruelty.
Yeah.
It's absolute cruelty. And, yeah, so I, it's very frustrating to me. And what, in the most recent poll, what percentage of Americans favor at least some sort of federal decriminalization of marijuana? Remember, it's available to people in basically 50% of American states. But what percentage want decriminalization at the federal level?
I'd say
69.
The 60s. Oh, shoot. 69. That's a good guess.
Over 90%.
No way.
Over 90%.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, that's the most recent poll. Only 8% say it shouldn't be legal for any reason whatsoever. Over 90% say it should be decriminalized. It's it's only about, I think, 69% of that say it should be legal for whatever reason, for recreational, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But over 90% that say it should be decriminalized at some level.
Yeah.
And it should be. And I don't get why Texas, other than, you know, the blue-haired old lady Christians going to church and the small town.
You leave my mama out of here.
But in the bottom line, Texas politics is and always has been about big money. And we have an agricultural crisis where a lot of the state is becoming more arid. We are growing cotton, we're growing corn, and we're destroying a lot of it. We're paying people to grow stuff that doesn't grow very well, when we could be an ideal state to grow hemp, to grow marijuana, to grow different crops that'll actually make money.
Right, but you're talking like someone who doesn't understand how the current electorate works here in the state of Texas. Right now, any large city votes, or preponderance of those votes, are blue votes.
Yeah, yeah.
And but we still remain a red state because of the way we've gerrymandered, and because we really have to, I say we, if I'm a politician that wants to win, you really have to placate the folks who are in those vast regions. Now, they may be spread out, but there are millions of people in Texas in between the big cities.
Yeah.
And currently, there's not a lot going on in those cities, and they got plenty of time to vote. And you know where your bread is buttered, as they say. And they realize that on that one issue, it still doesn't poll well with those mamas out there in the country.
And let's, the other political angle of this is you have a political party controlling Texas that says, if this happens, your grandma's going to die. And then the other side's like, I skateboard and I used to hang with Mars Volta. We're going to be cool. But there's just a better run machine here in Texas that keeps us red, and I think will keep us red for a very long time.
I'll also say, if you're trying to make inroads with the ladies out there in the country, you've got to come up with a better reference than Mars Volta. Look, I think Mars
at
Volta
at the drive-in. I mean, that's even older.
No, I'm saying Sparta. Mars. No, I'm not saying old. I'm saying Mars Volta is better than Sparta, in my opinion. At the drive-in, fantastic.
Split into
but the
two,
old
yeah.
lady in the country doesn't know any of those. You got to say, ha, man, I love Brad Paisley.
I don't want to be, there you go, I don't want to be too political, but do you remember it was actually several years ago, a Texas politician named Tom DeLay?
Yeah.
How about I delay these nuts on your chin?
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
A woman survived taking probably one of the most dangerous selfies ever, and it really pissed her neighbor off. Welcome to People Behaving Badly. A woman was trapped on ice in her car, and as she was trying to flee, she decided to stop and take a quick selfie of herself. This is a picture of her right here. On top of her car, as it is sinking into the ice, neighbors had gone out there with kayaks. She was pulling all of her stuff out of the car, and they're like, no, just get out of the car! Get out of the car! She stops for a moment to take a quick selfie. And that's not even the most exciting piece of social media that was captured. I want to show you, and you can describe it. This is some random dude's backyard camera. And in the selfie video, to describe it, she's standing on the trunk of her car as the front of her little yellow automobile is sinking. It's at an angle. She's taking a selfie. Matt, I want you to tell me what this neighbor's backyard camera caught.
Okay, I'm watching. So it looks like there's also maybe a hockey goal down there.
Yeah, it's an ice-covered lake.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
Oh, she's flying across the lake. Flying across
she
the
is,
lake.
That little hell yellow yeah. car is...
She is drifting like crazy.
Hauling ass across the lake.
On ice.
Damn. New station up there got a little report of essentially first-hand account of what was happening.
Folks,
the thing that was frustrating.
Oh, go ahead.
I didn't mean to cut you. Okay, I just wanted to explain to people that from that camera, that woman's doing 55 miles an hour
on a frozen lake.
And there's heavy, heavy snow on the lake. And I can't say that it doesn't look like badass fun.
It looks
what
rad.
I just saw looked it looked amazingly so fun. It looked like something like that at CGI Hollywood.
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off, and she was on top of her car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta say that.
Hi-yo!
What happened?
The thing that was frustrating was we were all frantically trying to get her off, and she was on top of her car taking selfies. You know, we got her to shore, and that's why in one of the videos you see me, and I feel bad now, like we pulled her in, and as soon as she was to shore, I just let go and walked to shore just to cool down because she was smiling ear to ear. And as soon as she got to shore, I said, look, you know, what the hell are you doing? And she's like, that was fun. And I don't think she realizes how lucky she is.
Yeah, she could have died. Happened in Ottawa, by the way, so you know it's cold up there.
Spencer, I heard it all the way through there. You just have to make a couple of edits. That's all you have to do, and you can change that entire thing. Will you do me a favor for tomorrow?
Oof,
because there's a whole thing about as soon as I got her down, she was on top. She was smiling from ear to ear. As soon as I got her over, I don't think she realizes how lucky she is. Can you please?
Yeah,
I'm an 8-year-old boy. I'm a 12-year-old boy. What age are you when everything is about sex is funny?
Pretty young. I mean, I was diddled, so I laughed at it. I'm that age, boy.
All right. And please make that for me, will you?
Sure.
All right. Thank you. Great behaving.
America, America, this is you.
Here's more from Just Matt and CJ. 101X.
And now it's time to win something.
I believe we have Maya and Jamie on the phone. Let's talk to Maya first.
Correctamundo. Maya, hi. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing good.
Are you a fan of the War on Drugs?
Yeah. I've been listening to y'all show all day. I've been driving delivery all day.
Oh, sweet.
Oh, nice. Thank
Hopefully,
you.
Hopefully, maybe we can get you some nice tickets and you can get a night off work and not have to worry about any of that crap and then just go have some fun and get, you know, super wasted and do irresponsible stuff on Thursday. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
All right, sweet. We'll work on it. Well, not if Jamie has something to say about it. Jamie, what's up today, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Not much, man. We're going to make you fight Maya, and Maya's going to fight you, and the two of you are going to fight to the death. Not really to the death, just till
All
one
right.
of you gets more
we'll
questions.
Fight, man.
Yeah. So here's the deal. If you guys have been listening to the show, you know how it works. Your buzzer is your name. Maya, test your buzzer.
Okay.
By saying your name.
Maya.
Perfect.
She got it. There
it
we go.
It did work.
It's close.
And Jamie, now that you know what to do, test your buzzer.
Jamie.
Perfect. So when you think you know the answer to the trivia question, you ring in with your name loud and clear, because sometimes you'll ring at the same time. I got to hear it loud and clear. Whoever I hear the best is who's going to take it. I'm asking you some questions right now. And
okay.
I will say that this one's a little tougher than some of the trivia questions I do, but honestly, this is a damn good ticket, so you got to earn it. Here we go. The term war on drugs was popularized by Richard Nixon in 1971. Name three other people who have been president since 1971.
Maya.
Jamie.
My guy.
Bush, Obama, and Trump.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
You got it, girl.
Yeah, which Bush?
George the First.
All right, I'll take George the First. He was a bit of a king. I like that.
George Senior.
So that's 1 point for Maya. Jamie, don't worry. You'll have opportunity to catch up. Here we go. Coming the closest, without going over, You're both going to have to answer this. Come in the closest without going over. How much has the U.S. spent on the war on drugs? Maya, you answered the last question correctly, so I'm going to have you go first on this one. Come in the closest without going over. How much has the U.S. spent on the war on drugs?
$3 million.
$30 million?
$3 million.
$3 million. Okay, I don't know why they're laughing at you. It's a great answer. It's a great answer. So what if it's ridiculously far off? And what do you got, Jamie? What closest without going over?
I'm going to say $10
billion. $10
billion. Okay.
All right. Both of you, I don't think you understand numbers. Jamie, you get the point, but you are so far off with your $10
million. I was waiting for $10
billion. It's a lot.
It's $1 trillion. Yeah. We've spent $1 trillion, or essentially about 1/14 of the total national debt has been spent on the war on drugs, and you see what a great job we've done.
Yeah, drugs won the war on drugs.
Yeah. All right, guys, here we go. Put on your thinking caps, okay? This one's a little tougher. Here we go. Artificial chicken, chicken strips, and limiting me to only 3 sauce packets per order are all part of fast food's war on what?
What?
Not the war. Not the war.
Maya?
Maya?
I don't know. Obesity?
No, not obesity.
We wish.
That's a good joke, though.
It is. Fast food's war on what? Think of war on drugs. And I'm mad because artificial chicken, chicken strips, and limiting me to 3 sauce packets are all part of fast food's war on what? Didn't get it either.
Spencer.
Spencer, what you got?
The war on nugs.
It's the war on nugs. Spencer has 1 point.
All right.
Thank you.
Spencer, 1 point. Maya won. Jamie won.
Yeah. In the most recent poll, I hope you were listening a second ago because I gave out the answer already. In the most recent poll, what percentage of Americans favor at least some federal decriminalization of marijuana? 50, 75, 85, or 90%?
Maya.
Maya, what you got?
85%.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. You got anything for us,
Jamie?
Jamie?
What was the question?
All right, next question.
I'll say 75%.
No, it's 90%.
90%, okay.
I understand how you missed it. We just talked about it 4 minutes ago. Here we go. What's the score right now?
1-1.
1-1. Here we go. I'm looking for the correct answer. If you hear this conversation, say, man, you got a joint? And another kid goes, oh, man, no. What's the correct answer?
Say, man, you got a joint? No. How would you respond?
Jamie.
Jamie, what you got?
Be a lot cooler if you did.
Yeah, you got the point.
Oh, thank you, Mason, again tomorrow. You'll have another chance to win.
Oh, is the contest over?
Oh, is it?
The time
is
over.
It is now, I guess.
All right, there we go. We've got our winner. Jamie, I'll put you on hold. Maya, thank you so much.
Thank you, Maya.
Try again
thank
later.
You.
And keep listening. Let us know. Call in. Say what's up.
Real quick question for you, okay?
For me? For
yeah,
CJ?
Yeah, it's for you, okay. CJ. Blocking porn sites, raiding massage parlors, and Lisa coming home early from work unannounced are all
ooh,
part
I got this.
Of her war on what?
Tugs.
There you go.
I just had to, I wanted it to be me.
Oh. 101X. Here's more Matt and CJ.
Here it comes. Guess what? 5G rollout. Wait.
What?
I thought
we already had 5G.
Yeah, I've been lingering under the illusion, apparently, that we had 5G for years. Yeah. They've been selling me phones, 5G, fastest network, and
it
I noticed
the coronavirus. I went to look at buying a house in like Hutto, and we both had full 5G bars. Phones weren't working. Internet wasn't working. So what the F?
Yay. So I noticed today that in America, the airlines all signed a letter today saying, please delay the rollout of 5G. And I thought, wait.
What? Why?
Am I an idiot? What have I been? Turns out there are multiple types of 5G. Anybody can call anything 5G because there's no 5G consortium. So for a long time now, big carriers have been using something called low-band 5G. Basically, it's essentially 4G. It carries lots of information, it covers huge areas of ground, but it's not very fast. It's not very fast.
It's fake 5G.
It's fake 5G. It's called low-band 5G. They advertise it as being 10 times faster than 4G, but in utilization, it really isn't. And basically, that's what a lot of people have been using. Now, the exception is T-Mobile dipped its toes pretty early into low band and then said boom, and they bailed out really quickly. There's another thing called high band, millimeter wave, and that's what a lot of people are saying makes you go crazy. That's what some of the other big giant carriers invested in, but it turns out that millimeter wave
kills the bees.
When they came out with that, at the time we were using our phones sparsely, right?
So there's no need for it.
Well, it's super, super, super fast. But you basically have to see a tower or an antenna because a leaf can block a millimeter wave. So if a tree is in the way, if a house is in the way, if another person walks between you, yeah, anything can cut it. So it's mainly used at like when you go to a stadium and it says internet provided by somebody 5G. It's because they can put six or seven towers there and get some high speed to you.
Same with music festivals.
Okay. But it really only covers the distance of about one square block. So it's kind of been kind of useless. What they're rolling out is this thing called mid-band. That's what T-Mobile did a long time ago. And it's kind of like a best of both worlds. But that was just one carrier. Now all the other major carriers want to get on board. And they're worried. They don't know because it hasn't really caused problems yet. But the airlines are like, we just don't know. And they happen to have a lot of equipment that works around the same band, and they're worried that it could cause trouble. So they're supposed to roll that out. We're supposed to get faster internet. But
planes might be falling out of the sky, just like with what happened with Y2K.
Yeah, but who cares about other people's lives? I need to stream to my phone
to work.
Here's the only downside I can see to rolling out 5G everywhere. Can you guess what it is?
More COVID.
No, once 5G is rolled out, we're going to have to start buying those 6G phones. You know what I mean?
Here come the
6G phones.
My iPhone's going to quit working.
On today's Weird and Wired, I call it wired. I don't care about you planes. I want my fast internet.
101X. Matt and CJ.
Just Matt and CJ at Just Matt and CJ. I feel like we don't pitch our social media stuff enough because we literally do nothing but stare at our phones and talk about how hot our listeners are. So at Just Matt and CJ, make sure you're following us here on the show.
Speaking of things on the show, wanted to pitch me a new bit, and I think you should do it in front of the listeners. You have an addiction. You used to have an addiction to the internet where you wanted to post stuff. And some of it was, well, it was douchey, and it was it filled me with douche chills. But I've learned love you over despite all these things. But you had a funny idea the other day about these making ridiculous commercials, but for stuff that doesn't really exist. You started, I'll be honest, you got a little drunk and you started just doing them, and they were funny. It made me laugh genuinely speaking.
So it's I'm going to explain the concept behind this and then we'll narrow it down. So I used to do two things. When I had another radio show in the evenings, didn't make as much money, didn't have all the great sponsors that, you know, basically pay our bills because radio doesn't pay.
Yeah, I did bring a lot of sponsors. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that very much. Shout out Rambler. But I used to do fake commercials where I was like, oh, I'm going to make a commercial for something ridiculous that isn't real, that doesn't exist, and I'm going to put it in the middle of real commercials and see if people notice. I got a talking to, and they said, hey, you can do that, but don't do it. Do it at the beginning or end. Don't do it in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a fan of Grand Theft Auto like me, you'll know that it's just, I love fake, stupid commercials, but you make them sound as real as possible.
Yeah, right.
Isn't there another really big broadcaster, rest in peace, that used to do that?
Was it Casey Kasem?
Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, he used to do fake commercials?
He used to do them all the time. I remember we get upset over on the our sister, or well, another station, sister station here, the news, because he would play like a minute or two of these fake ads, political ads.
I didn't know
And some of them for actual products, quote unquote. But yeah, I guess they're probably
some of them are also very racist.
Oh yeah. I mean, how's that different than CJ?
I was about to make that same joke. I'm glad you got it. Thing I used to do was to very passive aggressively make fun of sales for not giving me commercials or live spots or paying me to do it. So I would flip through the phone book. I would do it kind of random, kind of improv-y. Flip through the phone book. phone book and find like a weird Austin business, like a taxidermy place or just something that doesn't make sense. And then on the spot, not knowing anything about them, I would do a commercial.
Right.
So what the new bit I'm pitching is we find weird Austin businesses that maybe don't have an advertising budget that wouldn't get mad and sue us, and we pick out of a bowl of them, and by Friday, I have to have a professional-produced-sounding commercial.
That's over the top and ridiculous.
That's over the top and ridiculous, but it's for a real business, and it's going to sound professional. It's going to sound radio. I might have to get my man Spency to help me with this.
It sounds like more work for me.
I mean, yeah, it might be.
Yay.
Let me give
more
you
more work or some work finally for you.
Yeah, they're very different.
Yeah, come on.
Here's an example of one of them.
Come to Cat Ladies. We've got everything you need to outfit your trailer by the lake. From pewter wizards to Nag Champa-scented undergarments, we've got everything the cat lady in you already has but needs more of. If you think crystals not only have healing powers but make great decor, you'll love Cat Ladies. Are your puzzles falling apart? We've got glue that will keep your 10,000-piece artwork together forever. Cat Ladies. Ask us about our dragon print blankets that double as curtains. Cat Ladies. Your one-stop shop for everything cat lady. Just off Highway 71.
That was well done, man. I gotta say.
So yeah. That's the kind of the examples of like the stuff I used to put in between real commercials. But now I want to take that energy, but do it for real businesses.
Here's why I love it: is that I know that the minute the word gets to management about this, they're going to say, "Oh, that's
no,
this is not a good idea.
You can't do that.
They
might be a potential advertiser. Like, no, it's a taxidermist, one dude working out of his garage. He doesn't have money to spend on advertising. I'm helping him.
Yeah, a guy who is a chimney sweep in Texas doesn't have a lawyer, okay?
Yeah,
he also has a terrible business idea.
Yes.
So really,
Jesus.
I'm sorry, am I in trouble? Is that your friend, the chimney sweeps of Texas?
Yeah, Chimney Chuck.
I mean, that might be one of the first ones we can do right there.
That's a hard sell, you know what I mean? It's not like we're burning fires left and right down here. I always just feel like of all the places you chose to live, you moved to a place where it's 107 degrees for half the year? My God, dude. Get it together. I love the idea.
Yeah.
I think we should just do it until
management tells us, because
we'll,
you know,
they
will come down and be like, oh, they might spend money with us someday magically, or they already are. I don't know.
Here's how I
just
live
like
my radio life.
Commercials.
I live my radio life like this for a decade and a half. When I get a talking to, I go, oh man, my bad.
Damn,
my bad.
Oh, I'm sorry
dog. Hey, bump it.
What's going to happen? One day they're going to fire. No matter what, you're in radio. You're getting fired one way or another. That's just the way this business ends. So have some fun with it. Let's do it. Meanwhile, we get sued in 1 week.
Yeah.
Matt and CJ, 101X.
Just enjoyed a 4-day weekend, and turns out, even on those times, according to a survey, we don't get enough of what we actually need, including sleep, sunshine, and days off. Even on our days off.
Well, apparently you took a 4-day weekend on a 3-day weekend, so you may have gotten plenty of sleep.
Oh, dude, yeah, I must have. I'm still here in the midst of it.
No, I know what you mean. I've discussed this before. Anytime you take a vacation, like a 7-day vacation, it takes 4 days to get ready for that vacation.
Wind down,
you
and
have
then
all the things around the house you haven't done yet that you need to get out of the way. Then
stuff
there's the packing and the stuff you got to finish up for work. Then when you get on vacation, you get there, you got to unpack stuff, and it takes you a while. Every vacation should really, a week-long vacation should start 4 days after you've gotten there.
Yeah, because you have 2 days left on vacation. You're out, you're about, you're doing stuff, and you're already starting to stress about like, oh, I need to start organizing my packing stuff. I need to check in for my flight. Like, there's just not enough time. But this list just includes so many things that people don't get. They polled 2,000 Americans. And the number one answer of what we don't get enough of, and some of this is supported by a little bit of science, is,
I know it's been sinking. It's been dog here, baby.
It is absolutely something the three of us do not get enough of, which is weird because you're married. I have a fiance. You think we'd be getting this all the time. Spencer's single. He should be getting it a lot. But that's sunshine. That's going outside, going, having a free walk in the park. Just
burns too much.
But it's good for you. It gives you that vitamin D.
Every time I go outside, a grackle craps on me.
Okay. Another thing is just straight up vacation days or days off, which we touched on. You need vacation days to prepare for your vacation days.
It's ridiculous. We have a ridiculously generous company when it comes to vacation days.
And we still won't take off.
I haven't taken it forever. It's still hard to do.
You still get nervous. And then, Spinny, you didn't get as much vacation as Matt and I did, but I saw you almost every single day. I was up here almost every day working because I didn't have to work. So I could do work. Sleep is number three. Exercise is number four.
Nice.
One of the things we don't get enough of course, money. Got to get that pay.
No, I actually have tons of money.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Where is it all?
Huh?
Where is it?
In multiple bank accounts. I'm super, super rich, and I just come and do radio. I do double shifts at radio for fun.
I actually know exactly where his money is. It's a bunch of cartoon monkeys on the internet that he's purchased. Matt's actually a
I spent all my money on NFTs.
It's not fungible, baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. the next thing is hangout time with close friends. Followed by hugs or cuddles, which also is fun with close friends.
I think I would actually like more hangout time with friends. I think that's the only thing that I lack, that I wish I had more of in life, was more hangout time with friends.
It also, reading that makes me think of just how much more difficult it is as you get older. Because when you're younger, there's not quite as much politics of friends, whereas when you're older and get spouses involved, so-and-so doesn't like so-and-so, dog doesn't like that dog, kids don't get a... It just
tons of my friends have super hot wives, and it's uncomfortable to go over to their house and not get a, you know, an erection.
Like, you got to bring your own blanket to hide it.
yeah. Why do you always have a hoodie tied around your waist?
Shut up!
That's my thing, dude.
Fun in general is also listed. Fresh air.
I made you genuinely laugh, and that made me feel good, CJ.
And the very last one,
deadass,
that if anyone listens to the show doesn't get enough of.
Oh, 21 Pilots?
The top 10 things we do not get enough of. Number 10.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Laughter.
Oh.
Just laughter.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay, duh. Sorry.
Good burn.
Sorry about that.
Good burn. Well, goodbye, I guess.
Matt and CJ. Afternoons, 101X.